Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:15 in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 29th of July. The United States releases its June trade balance data today. Is the US likely to miraculously experience a trade surplus as a result of the yoke of taxation that has been lowered onto the suffering shoulders of US consumers? It is not. The inclination of international consumers to buy US product has certainly not increased, and the case of Canadians seems definitely to have fallen. US demand for foreign goods has been distorted by the anticipation of trade taxes, but at least some of the imports into the United States in early June will still be exempt from the early April tariffs if they were already en route to the States when the taxes were levied. Meanwhile, the euro wobbled a bit overnight, plunging against the US dollar to levels that haven't been experienced in at least 10 whole days. This apparently reflects concerns about the terms of the trade deal with the United States affecting the European economy. The problem with this very rapid reaction is we just don't know how much damage is likely to be done, if any. For one thing, the trade deal is no deal at all, but a lot of unactionable promises and vague intentions without any kind of detail. For another thing, this all depends on how US companies respond to trade taxes going up. If US companies prefer to increase profit margins and not to increase market share, in other words, if US companies raise prices in response to trade taxes on their foreign competitors' goods, then the impact on the European economy is correspondingly reduced. We also get labour market data from the States, at least labour market data of a sort. The JOLTS data of job openings and layoffs sounds like a treasure trove of information. The reality is one of the least reliable statistics produced by the US government, and the US data quality standard is not set very high to begin with. The job hopping that pushed up externally advertised job vacancies post-pandemic is now very definitely over, and the fragility of the current labour market may be reducing the willingness of people to quit secure jobs. However, the vacancy rate may still be distorted by artificial intelligence, which makes fishing expeditions more economic to undertake. A fishing expedition is where jobs are advertised and applicants are sifted by AI algorithms purely to see if there's anyone worth hiring, even if there's not a specific job vacancy available. Of course, with applicants also using AI, to the prospect of computer algorithms trying to outwit other computer algorithms is increasing. The bottom line is that the US labour market is looking more fragile and hiring has probably slowed, but fear of unemployment has not yet started to increase, at least not to concerning levels. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we get the release of inflation expectations. Do markets care? Not really, not at least directly. Consumers do not forecast inflation with any degree of accuracy, and these surveys would only matter if consumers actually acted on their reported inflation expectations. However, there is a possible focus by comparing and contrasting with the United States, where consumers' inflation expectations are politically polarized and impacted to the upside by trade taxes. The coming slowdown of the US economy is a disinflation force for inflation expectations in the rest of the world. The United Kingdom has consumer credit data, which is of moderate interest. The UK consumer has had rising real incomes, and that gives an ability to spend without leaning too heavily on consumer credit as a support. However, the mortgage approvals and lending data might get a little bit more attention as a gauge of general confidence over the medium term. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.